Hey Master Soul, Stacy here. Today we are diving in to active surrender, your intuition, and your mind. Now we're on this beautiful chakra right here that's also known as the third eye chakra. Now automatically, that means that we're going to be surrendering to our intuition, to our intuitive selves. But I want you to also understand where this is located, right? This is located where your brain is. And so a discussion about this chakra is not complete unless we also include our minds. And I want to preface this by saying a couple of things, because they seem like the two things would be at odds forever and always, right? I have read tons of articles on the impact of using your intuition and your more psychic side in conjunction with your brain. And what actually happens is the more we meditate, the more we get into, you know, a theta state, the more we actually use the cells in our brains and learn to control them by quieting them, the more brain capacity we are capable of using. And they've done studies that show that when we're using our intuition, very often both sides of our brain are firing simultaneously. And so you've got all kinds of really deeply intelligent people who are capable of becoming more intelligent by diving in deeper to their intuitive practices. So if we're going to talk about surrender in this region and trust and that balance point, we have to have a right relationship with both our mental capacity and our intuition. And so there's something that's going to that ego loop, right? There's some beliefs that say, if I'm intuitive, I'm not being intellectual, I'm not using my mind. And if I'm using only my brain, I'm not using my intuition. And so that beautiful place of balance comes when they both fire at the same time, where we can dive into whatever it is our intuition needs in that moment, in the present moment, and we trust that we have the mental capacity to follow through with any actions that are required. And that's really important, because as I have worked with hundreds and thousands of entrepreneurs over the years, right? The one thing that blocks people the fastest is the I don't know enough. I don't know enough. I got to learn something more. I'm doing something different, so I must broaden my knowledge base. If intuitively it's something that you know you must be doing, then we also must come into present tense and really say, in this moment, do I know enough to take the next step to do what I'm intuitively driven to do? And that's the surrender place. That's where both sides meet each other. So we've got this ego loop that says it has this complicated relationship to our intellect. Too smart, too dumb. There's this interesting relationship with our intuition. It's just my imagination, right? Or on the flip side, I will only follow my intuition because it's always right. I will only follow my brain because it's always right. In this utopic view of what it looks like to have an intuitive business, I will be sitting on my meditation puff and everything will happen. But at the balance point, it's a conversation between what you know and what you know, right? Because our intuition, we need to really to surrender to that. We have to test what happens. See, when we doubt our intuitive self, we're in ego. And when we're doubting that we know enough, we're in ego. And when we feel like we know too much, or we're too, you know, far ahead that we can't get into beginner's mind, then we're in ego. So this place of surrender for for the third eye especially, means that we get to take advantage of the simultaneous firing of all of our senses. What's in our heart? What's in the download? And what do we know already to be able to implement this right now in the present tense? There's a reason why in the Master Soul process, the question on the end of each journal page is, what one thing can I do today, right? And I've said it over and over and over for months here in Master Soul University. What one thing can I do today that will propel me the furthest and take me the fastest to that which I most desire? What is it? That one thing. And that's the place of surrender, where your mind and your intuition marry each other and they're in harmony. Because in the present tense, you know what you know, you have what you need, and you know what you need to do with it. So, again, if you're in the loop, it's that feeling like you don't know enough. But if you're in the surrender place, sometimes there are things that say, I intuitively need to do this today, and I don't know how to do this. So your brain needs to engage and say, this is how you do it. I need this one piece, and being really honest, I don't need to know everything there is about transcendental meditation underwater in order to do this process, but I do need to understand, how do I hold my breath longer? I don't need to know all the other steps to build this widget, but today I do need to know, what material do we want to use, right? So it's really understanding that in this present tense, if we really simmer it down to the core of what surrendering in this area looks like, it looks a lot like having a dialogue between two opposing forces and understanding where they meet. Being really truthful and honest with what your intuition is saying and trusting it implicitly, because in this moment, it's true. In this moment, I need a cupcake. And then our mental capacity comes in and says, okay, in this moment, I know how to get you one. And then we surrender into that. Because in the present tense, the ego that says that these two parts of yourself can never marry up looks like a jackass. Because these two areas of ourselves were made to be together. That's why they're located in the exact same place that our third eye and our brain are meant to work in tandem. They are meant to be friendly, loving, supportive, one backing the other up all of the time in that present tense. So I'm looking forward to hearing the conversation and dialogue about this, because the brain gets a bad rap in spirituality. Right? And the imagination gets a bad rap, or the intuition gets the bad rap of being the imagination, right, in serious thinking groups. And so as we drop out of this, this is what our lives were truly meant to be, is this beautiful harmony between the third eye intuition and the third eye brain. So have fun with this. I look forward to hearing your discussion and talking about this more in the group. I love you.